Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is floor. F-L-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present the best of Groucho. Yes, friends, it's a Groucho summertime. By popular demand from your letters, from rating histories, and the acclaim of critics, the DeSoto Plymouth dealers bring you selected shows from You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho Marx is on vacation, friends, and will return in the fall. Until then, it's fun and laughs each week this summer as we proudly present some of the best of Groucho's past shows. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
That's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples tonight. Mr. Fenneman, who's first to try for the $1,000?
Well, we invited some college students to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Mary Ellen Nichols and Preston Zilgit.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, kids. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mary Ellen Nichols, huh?
That's right.
And Preston Zilgit.
Right.
You just made that up, huh? That's a non-diploma of some kind?
Something like that, yes.
Spurious name? Incognito?
Yeah.
He's going right along with me. Where are you from, Mary Ellen? What'll I call you, Mary Ellen or just Mary?
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen. Mm. You prefer that?
I prefer it, yes.
Well, you're tall enough to have two front names. How old are you, Mary?
19.
19?
Yes.
And what is your age, Preston?
I'm 20.
What college do you attend, Mr. Zilgit?
Occidental.
What are you doing there?
Well, I'm studying industrial psychology.
Oh, I see. Are you going to Occidental too, Mary?
No, I'm not. I'm going to UCLA.
Oh, UCLA. You don't have to spell it. I'm old enough to understand that. It means Euclid, doesn't it?
No, it means UCLA.
Like Euclid, Fran, and Ollie? And what are you taking in school?
Business education.
Mm. Have you got a good head for business?
I think so.
Well, you have a very nice head on your shoulders.
Thank you.
I wish it was on mine. Now, what do you get when you graduate in that course, Mary?
A Bachelor of Arts degree.
A bachelor?
That's right.
Well, don't worry about his degree. Just get the bachelor. What are some of the things you study in school, Preston?
Well, corporation finance, economic theory, labor problems, industrial psychology, abnormal psychology.
When do you get to Omaha? Is psychology really useful in everyday life? For example, when you meet a pretty girl, what do you look for psychologically?
Well, intelligence, personality, compatibility, common interests.
I see. And while you're looking for this, some shot putter is taking her out for a drive along the ocean. Have you studied psychology, Mary?
Yes, I have.
Well, what does a girl think when she meets a good-looking boy?
Oh, I think she thinks the same thing that the boys do.
You mean girls, too, are wondering if they'll be drafted? Well, you're a most reassuring couple. And after you're married, keep your fraternity pins. They'll come in very handy with all those babies. Now you're going to play You Bet Your Life. In just 1 minute, you'll have a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. But first, here's something of interest to everyone.
It's the greatest advance in driving ease and convenience since the self-starter. That's what people are saying about the sensational new DeSoto feature, full power steering, that makes turning the steering wheel practically effortless. Think of it. With DeSoto Full Power Steering, you can turn the wheel of either the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the Power Master 6 using just one finger. It's literally as easy as dialing a phone. DeSoto Full, not partial, but Full Power Steering works even when the car is at a standstill. That means to you far easier parking and easier driving at all speeds and over all kinds of roads. Try it. Experience the novelty of effortless steering. DeSoto Full Power Steering. Tomorrow, visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and ask to take the 5-mile trial in either the mighty DeSoto Fire Dome 8 with the new 160-horsepower V8 engine or the handsome DeSoto Powermaster 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
All right, now, let's see how you make out in the quiz. George, explain the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show.
Hey, here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected famous bands. Here's your first question. How much are the 20?
15.
Who is the sentimental gentleman of swing?
No, Tommy Dorsey.
Tommy Dorsey
is right.
Well, you're off to a good start. You have $35.
Just remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 would you bet on your second question?
25.
All right, fine. 25.
Who has the famous rippling rhythm?
Lawrence Welk.
No,
talk it over.
No.
Take a stab at it if you don't know. Oh, the bell is tolled. It's Shep Fields. You should have known that.
You now have $10.
So you kids are psychology happy, and you're not paying any attention to what's going on with the disc jockey. Here's your third question. How much of the... How much?
Ten.
$10 are you going to bet now?
Six when I look over the bump.
Six?
Six.
All right.
$6. Who has the band of renown?
Les Brown.
Les Brown is right.
Well, you're on your way back. You have $16.
$16. You're climbing fast. Here's your last chance to be the other couples. How much is the 16 you're going to bet?
12.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Whose band plays champagne music?
Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
And you wind up with $28. Thank you very much.
Don't be discouraged. You still may be the winners.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, we asked for housewives with interesting hobbies, and Mrs. Hilda Christopher was selected. Her partner is a special guest, a member of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, Mr. Raymond V. Darby. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mrs. Hilda Christopher, huh?
Yes.
And Mr. Raymond V. Darby.
Yes, sir.
Are you one of the Kentucky Darbys?
No, I'm not.
I must be on the wrong track. Well, I'll take the next hurdle, then. Where are you from, Mr. Darby?
From Kansas, Washington, Kansas.
Washington, Kansas, huh? You're a county supervisor, is that
right? County supervisor, formerly mayor of the city of Englewood.
Well, it's indeed an honor to have a county supervisor on the show who used to be mayor of Englewood. Thank you. Now, not only that, but it's a rare privilege. I can't tell you how proud I am.
I'm proud, too, sir, to be here.
Now, then, what is a county supervisor?
County supervisor, I'm one of five men who serve as executive, legislative, and the judicial board of Los Angeles County.
Well, how is it you're not in jail?
Just me.
I'm only kidding. How is it I'm not in jail, is what I meant. Mrs. Christopher, what does your husband do?
He's a detective. He works out of the Police Department.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean a thing around here. On this show, I do all the pinching. Now, Mr. Darby, that's pretty formal. I'll just call you Soup instead of Supervisor. Tell me, Soup, how did you become a supervisor?
You have to run for it.
Well, when do you do your running? Before or after you're elected?
No, you run before.
Well, how long have you been a supervisor?
7 years, sir.
And how long is the supervisor elected for?
A four-year term.
That's a politician for you. 7 years ago, he was elected to a four-year job, and he stepped out.
But I was re-elected.
Do you have an explanation for this?
Oh, yes, I was re-elected.
Now, how do you win an election, Ray? I call you Ray, huh? Do you promise the voters two DeSotos in every garage and a chicken in every DeSoto?
No, sir, I tell them frankly and honestly what I hope to do for them as citizens and taxpayers.
Really? And despite that, they elect you? Mrs. Christopher, what do you think of the supervisor?
I think he's very nice.
Your husband isn't... Your husband isn't going to be an ordinary policeman very long. Now tell me, Mrs. Christopher, how many times did you vote for Mr. Darby?
I didn't vote for him at all.
She probably isn't in my district.
Well, there goes her husband, back to pounding the pavement. Now, Mrs. Christopher, let's get back to you. Mr. Fenneman says you have an unusual hobby. What is it?
Raising canaries.
Now, what's so unusual about that? A lot of people raise canaries.
But I cross my canaries.
You cross canaries? That must take a lot of courage. Personally, I never cross my canaries until I come to them. What do you mean, you cross canaries?
I cross them for color.
Well, how do you do this?
By crossing over to a bird called a siskin.
I know a bird named Siskin. He's a writer at RKO. Could that be the same siskin?
No, this is a finch.
Finch.
South American finch.
Finch. Well, when I knew him, his name was Siskin. He may have been named Finch before. Now, what do you do with this fellow Siskin?
I take and cross him over to an ordinary yellow canary hen, roller canary hen.
And then what happens? He leaves RKO and goes to Paramount?
No, then I get, by crossing it over to a siskin, then I get a hybrid.
I see.
Then I take the hybrid and make it back to the canary, and I get a second cross.
So what's happened to siskin? Well, now you've got a bird that is half canary and half a radio writer at RKO. Now I have it.
Well,
this is a pretty unusual specimen. You rarely see one like this anymore.
Well, I cross these birds over to a roller hen.
Mm-hmm. And what's a roller hen?
A roller hen, and a roller is a bird that rolls and has different tours.
There's different tours, you mean?
Yes.
Like Cook's tours, you
No,
mean?
There's 13 tours which a bird sings, an ordinary canary, like a green or a yellow canary sings.
Well, we're miles
like
from siskin by this time. Canary bird sings bass?
Yes. Well, maybe, say the bird will sing a shockle, and he'll sing it good, and maybe he'll sing a bass, and he'll sing it very bad.
He does, huh? What is a shockle? I didn't get that.
A shockle is one of the tours the bird sings.
What are some of the other tours that this bird takes?
There's the flute, the hollow bell, and hollow roll, and water gluck.
What's a water gluck? Is that a fellow that can't swim? Does all this make any sense to you, Mr. Darby?
Very clear up till now.
It is. If that makes sense, I'd like to hear one of your campaign speeches.
Maybe Mrs. Christopher, give one for me.
Now, Hilda, when you cross these canaries, do you always get the kind of a bird you desire?
No, I don't. Now, last year, my second cross was a male. This mm-hmm. year, that second cross male is a female laying eggs.
Well, I guess it's pretty hard for a shackle to make a tour if he's laying eggs all around. He's lucky if he gets out of town. Now, what you're telling me is that this beautiful rooster turned into a hen?
Yes.
Well, it's possible. I saw a sailor turn into a saloon one night. By the way, Hilda, what do you feed these little chirpers?
I feed them French's bird seed and biscuit.
I never had any luck with canary seed. Last year, I planted a whole package. I didn't get a single canary. Now, Mr. Darby, let's get back to you. You know, every once in a while, I read where a politician is a crook. Now, there's nothing personal in this, but how do these crooks get into office?
By the people not taking an interest in government.
I see. Hilda, you didn't vote for Mr. Darby, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, see, apparently some people think pretty carefully before they go to the polls. Why didn't you vote for Mr. Darby?
He wasn't in my district.
Well,
I don't think.
Well, if he wasn't,
where you live.
If you were in his district, would you vote for him, Mrs. Shackle?
I sure would.
Why?
I know he's an honest man.
The foregoing was a paid political announcement. And Hilda's husband will be police commissioner by morning. By the way, Mr. Darby, what district do you supervise?
I represent the 4th District, extending from Long Beach, the Ventura County line, Beverly Hills, westward.
Beverly Hills? Oh, that's where I live. And you must be my supervisor, huh?
And I am.
As a citizen and as a taxpayer, I demand to know what do you do for me? That's a reasonable question, I think.
Well,
if I can ask Hilda about her shackle, I can certainly ask him about what he's doing for me. This came as an awful shackle to me, this whole thing tonight.
We indirectly have charge of the courts, the sheriff, the district attorney, the coroner's office, tax collector, some 57 departments. We're the ones who levy the taxes on your property.
I see. The following is a paid political announcement. Mr. Darby is a great guy, honest, efficient, tireless worker. Now then, what are you going to do about my taxes?
Nothing.
You're going to do nothing?
Going to do nothing.
Fine, that's exactly what I'm going to do about it. Nothing. Well, I kidded our county supervisor, but it's all in fun. Actually, we owe a great deal to our government. The question is, how are we ever going to get enough money to pay it? Now then, you're going to play your bet your life. Run your $20 into more than our other couples, and you'll get a crack at the $1,000 question. Mr. Fenneman is off stage. Remind our listeners how much the first couple won.
The college students won $28.
Hey, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected vice presidents who became presidents. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
15.
A vice president who later became president drafted the Declaration of Independence. His home was in Monticello. What was his name?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $35.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the 35 are you going to try this time?
$32.
The only president to be impeached served as vice president under Abraham Lincoln. Who was he?
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson is right.
You have $67.
You have $67. How much are you going to bet this time?
All right.
$60.
$60. Our first vice president later became president. What was his name?
John Adams.
John Adams is right. This man doesn't spend all his time stuffing ballot boxes.
You're really climbing. You have $127.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 120 are you going to fly at?
127.
127.
125.
125. Have you discussed it with
yes,
the supervisor?
Yes, we did.
A vice president who succeeded to the presidency was a former colonel in the Spanish-American War. Who was he?
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt is right. Put it there, folks. Good luck from the Soda Plymouth dealers.
You wind up with $252. Thank you very much. Groucho, we invited some hobos and some resort agents to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Carmen Michaelis and Mr. Jim Smith. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, kids. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Carmen Michaelis?
Yes.
Carmen Michaelis, you're a resort agent, is that right?
Yes.
Where are you from, Carmen?
Corning, Kansas.
How long have you been out here, Carmen?
Well, since I was 4 years old.
Oh. And how old are you?
34.
Really? Are you 34? I thought you were 24. They took good care of you in Kansas. And I could take good care of you in Kansas, too. Mr. Smith? Jim Smith, huh?
Right.
That's a good American name. You're a hobo, that sounds... I feel kind of self-conscious calling you a hobo. Do you resent being called a hobo?
Oh, I don't mind being called a hobo, but
well, doesn't that have a kind of a derogatory connotation?
I don't like to be called a tramp or a bum.
Well, I certainly had no intention of calling you either one. In fact, it was with great diffidence that I called you a hobo. What's the difference between a hobo and a tramp?
A tramp will beg. A hobo won't. A tramp won't work, and a hobo will work when it's necessary.
Well, do you ever find it necessary to work?
As seldom as possible.
Well, that's a refreshing attitude, Mr. Smith. If everyone felt like that, we wouldn't have any problems. course, we'd all be swinging through the trees by our tails. I don't see anything wrong with that. Well, let's see now, Carmen. You're a resort agent, is that right?
Yes.
I'm a resort myself. Last night a girl told me I was her last resort. Who do you work for?
Ray Cardillo Travel Agency in Westwood Village.
Oh, I see. Do you ever send him out on 13 tours with a shackle? Have you ever crossed a canary with a supervisor? I'm a little confused tonight. You'll have to forgive me. Now, as a resort agent, just what is your job?
We secure reservations on airlines, steamship, rail.
I've traveled by rail already, but there was some tar and feathers on it at the time, too. Now, what town do you call home, Mr. Smith?
The East Liberty section of Pittsburgh, PA, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Are you married?
No, that's not for me.
Too much work, eh? Here we go, back to swinging in the trees again. Why isn't it for you, Jim?
Well, if I got married, I would have to settle down, take a steady job, and it's not worth it.
I don't know. A marriage has made bums out of many men. I don't know why. Well, when you find it necessary to work, if you'll pardon me using that word, work, what do you do?
Oh, I'll do a little farm labor, a little harvest work, gandy dancing.
What's gandy dancing?
Packing the rocks under the ties so the trains will run smoothly over them. The people that pay their way, you know.
Right. Don't be so snobbish, well, Jim. Those people just don't know any better, that's all. Well, now, before you start traveling, do you consult a girl like Carmen here?
Oh, no, no.
No? Well, if you don't use professional counsel, how do you decide where to go on your trips?
Well, when I travel, I go where I figure there is work or a better climate, or I just grab any train that comes along and, well, I'm surprised at where I land.
I guess I'm something like a hobo. I'm always surprised where I wind up at night, too. It's usually at choir practice. Now, what do you consider the ideal job? Could you describe it for us?
Well, that would be a job with short hours, good pay, no boss, and any time I felt like it, I could take a couple of months off and... Nobody would ever miss me.
Well, that's possible. I got just the job for you. Have you ever thought of becoming a county supervisor? Well, it's been fun talking to you two and instructor. And the next time I get the urge to go places, I'll curl up in bed with a travel folder. Now then, you're going to play your bet your life. You got to run your $20 no more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much they won, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The housewife and the county supervisor are leading with $252.
All right, here we go. Now, let's see how high I can build you $20. You select the famous racetracks.
Right.
Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
19.
Okay. In what state is Del Mar Racetrack?
California.
California's right.
You're off to a great start. You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 a night. How much of the $39 will you bet on your second question?
38.
Oak, in what state is Saratoga Racetrack?
New York.
New York is right. You want to be careful, Jim. You win this money, you'll have to ride inside of a train.
And you're really on your way because you have $77.
Suppose your friends should get wind of that.
75.
In what state is Arlington Park Racetrack?
Illinois.
Illinois is right.
You climbed to $152.
And this is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to go for?
$150.
All right. In what state is Hialeah Racetrack?
Florida.
Florida's right.
And you wind up with a grand total of $302.
Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
That means
thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
And that means that
thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
The DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Sneak my sponsor out of the plug. Now, in just 1 minute, I'll ask the big question, but first, here's something of interest to everyone.
Friends, when you're in the market for a used car, one of the first things to consider is where to buy it. The reputation and experience of the dealer is very important to assure you of a good value. You'll find your DeSoto Plymouth dealer is a good man to do business with. He has a wide selection of popular makes and models to choose from. And when you buy from him, you can count on getting a reliable used car that'll give you plenty of top service. You see, a DeSoto Plymouth dealer has a reputation to uphold, a reputation for fair and square dealing. So for a good used car at a fair price and easy terms, be sure to visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
And here's the hobo and the resort agent all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Here we go for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. Early this season, one of our couples earned $1,000 for naming the first actress to win the Academy Award. Tonight you can win $1,000 for telling me who was the first actor to win an Oscar in 1928. What is the answer you two have decided upon? Give it a stab.
Wallace Beery.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Emil Jannings for his performance in The Way of All Flesh. I'm sorry, that's the correct answer, so that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
$302.
Well, that's not too bad. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Best of Groucho from the You Bet Your Life series. Don't miss the Best of Groucho on television, too. Also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Don't stick your neck out in traffic. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.